He could sell ice to an Eskimo. She's a born saleswoman. He could sell you the Brooklyn Bridge and make you happy about it. We all know salespeople like this, the superstar, the maverick. They were born to sell, right? Well, maybe, maybe not. And they may not be the best person for your company's sales efforts. Some of you will insist that you are not in sales, as if it was dishonorable, as portrayed by the garishly clad used car salesman. But of course, everyone in business is in sales. That's the whole point of business, selling. Well, your title may say CEO, CIO, MBA, PhD, or something else from the alphabet soup. But just as you don't let other departments in your company go freestyle, even when you have superstars, you shouldn't let sales go without a process either. And, as our expert today tells us, sales is all about the process.
Coming to you live from the Magnum Building in beautiful downtown Cleveland, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, with the Great Lakes Geek Show.
Today we're speaking with Jill Mason Miller, the president of Envision Strategies. Jill, tell us about Envision Strategies.
Envision Strategies is a firm that focuses on three areas: sales, service, and leadership, and helping the people in those areas execute more effectively.
Okay, when we talk about sales, we all know that wild salesperson who just seems born to sell and has all the great relationships and goes out for a drink and plays golf and all that. The question is, are good salespeople born or made?
Well, I would say there's art and science to sales, and the maverick that you talk about can be your biggest blessing and your biggest curse. Here's what I would say. You'll never fully reach your potential if you don't apply the right process, because mavericks come and go, account relationships change, and if you're only worried about the relationship, you won't get it done. So I guess my thought is, I think, in a way, there's some natural abilities, but salespeople are made.
Okay, salespeople are made, so sales, it's not just the person, it's actually a process. Tell us about that process.
To me, the process is pretty simple. What you do in it can be difficult, but it's really around a number of things. One is having a plan, working that plan, knowing all your prospects, your customers, your clients. Two, being effective at lead generation, how you're bringing new business through the door, how you're tracking it, how you're managing the database. Three, it's the selling game. It's that whole what you do when you're with the customer or the prospect. The next step to me is the negotiations piece, which I think is totally different than sales. It's about terms, it's about price, it's about all those things, and negotiating through. And last but not least, I would say, is onboarding, making those customers advocates, maintaining them, and retaining them.
Now, what if you have this superstar salesperson and they just don't fit into this process mold? Do you bend the rules for them, or do you try to get them into the process for a buy-in, or how do you handle that?
Great question. I would say that if you want to grow, you obviously have to build the process, so you can build the process around them or with them. My goal is to build it with them. Yes, I do give them some special considerations because they have special results. In the end, though, everybody has to get on the same page, so I guess my thought would be is work with them, work around them, get the process in, get them on board, and then keep rolling, because if you don't, they can be the biggest poison to your organization.
Okay, let's talk about some sales accounts and size. We all want the big accounts, and sometimes we look at 100 small accounts versus a couple of really big accounts. And why are big accounts important, and how is the approach with a big account different than a lot of little accounts?
Big accounts are important if that's what you're going after. Big accounts can be important because they give your organization credibility, because they have resources that small accounts don't have. They're usually good for paying their bills. And the big account is somebody that once you get them and you're locked in with them, you can service them over the long haul. The other thing is big accounts a lot of times can implement and use the products or services you're buying. So that's a little bit about why you want them. What makes them different? There is a lot of, in a lot of big accounts, sure it could be a one-call close, but there's decision maker challenges, meaning there's multiple decision makers. There's decision process challenges and sophistication. You've got lots of channels to work through. There is credibility issues if you're a small business because they want to know who you've worked with, and it's nobody as big as them. There are other challenges with those big accounts, which can just be sophistication. You've got to be sophisticated enough to follow through. And last but not least, you know, they're not always caught by just a call. You might have to continue to market to them, do lots of different things to get them to say yes.
You know, you offer a lot of really interesting techniques that have paid off for you and your client companies. One that I thought was particularly interesting and kind of made my ears stand up, you said often when you're dealing with someone, you should CC their boss or the CEO or someone, even a peer in their division or something. Do you ever see a backlash from that when you're going over someone's head?
Great question. I have never seen a backlash from that because usually it's in the prospecting mode. And so for me, when I use that technique, I don't know anybody going in anyway. So CCing has not been a tough thing. Here's what I would say. If you fear that there would be a backlash, you don't have to try the technique. The thing that I might do is if you're having a problem getting there, that's when you might CC them. And what you can always do is let your contact know, hey, I'm going to try to help you. My boss wants me to try to do this right, so I'm going to CC some people on this, make sure that everybody knows what's going on. We're dotting the I's and crossing the T's. So for me, I haven't seen the backlash.
Okay, and finally, most of our listeners are not pure salespeople. They're CEOs or CXO, whatever that may be, or an entrepreneur in different departments. What one piece or two pieces of advice would you give them to set up a good sales process in-house?
So the first piece of advice is, you know, once a year, once every 6 months, at least sit down and figure out who do you want to be your clients and figure out what your touch plan is going to be, and then try to outsource that touch plan as much as you can to an admin, to some things you can do all at once. For example, like I do a newsletter, I pick the topics once a year. I have a writer, a freelancer, she writes all those newsletters for me, and they're done, they're ready to go, and then I pull them out by quarter and send them. So you got to get creative around using your touch plan, but you got to have a touch plan for your prospects and customers. So that would be one thing I would really do if you're working it yourself and you're kind of the owner operator. The other thing is don't be afraid to use your title. You know, as a senior person, what I would say is it's pretty impressive that you're willing to call a prospect and a customer, and that title will help you get through that door. And when you get through that door, the biggest thing for you to ask is, what's it going to take for us to do business together? And I think if you don't try to close, you'd only have so much time. You got to ask that question on every single call. So it might be a couple things you could think about doing.
Okay, we've been speaking with Jill Mason Miller, the president of Envision Strategies. Be sure to follow the links in this webpage to learn more about Envision Strategies. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.